Tonight's topic had been requested by a number of people, Yechiel Zucker, Yehuda Klinkowitz, and a number of people who asked me this shaila last week, Erev Shabbos. I'll just focus on the question to make it something a little bit more, concrete. Can you make the regular 7 o'clock Shabbos that we normally do in shul, and when there's a minyan, can you continue to make that 7 o'clock Shabbos? What does that mean? So let's address, for the most part, the zmanim, the issues of davening, mincha and ma'ariv, and then we'll talk quickly about eating the Suda early before Shabbos or before Teis, and also of a half an hour break. We'll explain what that means at the end. So let's talk about the Zman of Mincha Ma'ariv for a moment, during the week, a regular weekday. So there's a very important machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Zman of Mincha and the Zman of Ma'ariv. Everybody agrees you could daven Mincha up until at least Plag and Mincha. Before Plag is certainly allowed for Mincha. After, now Plag to Shkia is what we're going to debate. Between Plag and Shkia is the machlokas. After Shkia, everyone agrees you can't daven Mincha anymore, it's just Ma'ariv. The question becomes, between Plag and Shkia, what time period is that? Is that a Mincha time, but no Ma'ariv? Or is it a Ma'ariv time and not Mincha? So Chachamim hold that you could daven Mincha through Plag up until Shkia, but you can't daven Ma'ariv until after Shkia. So Shkia is the marker for Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Plag a Mincha is the marker. You can only daven Mincha until Plag. After that, it's too late. At that point, it's already Ma'ariv. So between Plag and Shkia, that's the time period where Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham argue, is that a Mincha time, or is that Chachamim time, or is that a Ma'ariv time, rather. So the Gemara doesn't paskin. The Gemara says they're both very very plausible, and therefore, the Avid Kamar Avid, Udavar Kamar Avid, you want to do like Rabbi Yehuda, do like Rabbi Yehuda. You want to do like Chachamim, do like Chachamim. Just pick whichever one you want. So now the question is, can you pick and choose like a Monday night do like Rabbi Yehuda, Tuesday night do like Chachamim? Or do you have to be consistent and just choose one for your entire life? So Shulchan Aruch records Halacha in Siman Reish Lama Gimel. He quotes the Gemara, Va'asikna, we conclude, David Kamar Avid, U'David Kamar Avid, choose Rabbi Yehuda, or choose Chachamim, V'hu she'yase li'olam kechad minar. You have to be consistent li'olam. If you pick Rabbi Yehuda, that plag is the cutoff, you can't have a mincha past plag, after that is only mar. And if you decide to be like Chachamim, so you have until Shkia to daven Mincha, but you can't daven Mincha after Shkia, and you can't daven Ma'ariv before Shkia. But pick one. She'im Osek Rabbanan, says the Mechaber, who mispal Mincha ad halayla, shuvayna yochal lispal arvis, you can't daven Ma'ariv earlier from Plag, and vice versa. So then he says, how do we paskin? How do we assume? Says, achshav, now the Mechaber writes, nogu lispal tefilas Mincha ad halayla. The practice is to daven mincha up until Shkia. Ein lahaspal tefilas arvis, and therefore, you should never daven ma'ariv before Shkia. Unless bidi eved, you daven mincha, rather you daven ma'ariv, after plag, bidi eved, you yotze. Or b'shas adachach, you daven ma'ariv after plag. That's what he says. So again, ideally we daven ma'ariv only after Shkia, but bidi eved, you daven ma'ariv even after plag or shas adachach. Now, when the Mechaber writes you could daven Ma'ariv after Plag, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Mikol Makom, nonetheless, if you're davening Ma'ariv after Plag, you cannot daven Mincha after Plag that same exact day. I mean, you have to decide between Plag and Shkia. Is that Mincha or is that Ma'ariv? Once you're deciding it's Ma'ariv, you can't daven Mincha in that same time period. And that's a Tarte de Sasre. It's a contradiction, points out the Rishonim. So if you're going to daven Ma'ariv earlier, you cannot daven Mincha after Plag. Mincha must be before Plag, and then you could daven Ma'ariv after Plag. And that's very, very clear in the Mechaber. And he says that the only time you're really allowed to daven Ma'ariv before Shkia is only if you're in a tzibur where they're going to miss the minyan. But a yachid shouldn't really daven Ma'ariv after Plag. Now, this is a regular weekday. Now, so therefore, again, you could daven Mincha up until Shkia, and you should daven Ma'ariv after Shkia. That's on a Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. Does anything change when it comes to Erev Shabbos on a Friday? So the Tur has two opinions. One opinion, he says, is it should be the same exact halacha on an Erev Shabbos. You can only daven Ma'ariv after Shkia. You shouldn't daven Ma'ariv before Shkia. But then he quotes another opinion that, no, you should make Shabbos earlier on Erev Shabbos. You want to do Tosefa Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, Betfilas, this is in Siman Reish Samech Zayin, Makdimim lispal arvis yoser mimosachol. The practice is to daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos night earlier than we would do during a regular weekday. And therefore, one should daven Ma'ariv early, before Shkia. You're allowed to. Now the question is, if I'm davening now Maariv before Shkia, after Plag, can I daven Mincha Maariv at the same time period? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the person does this. The person is going to daven Maariv before Shkia, between Plag and Shkia. Acha noek zeh, yizahir, be very careful, akoponim, ber Shabbos, lispal mincha, kodem plag mincha. If you're now viewing the time period of plag to Shkia as a marv for Erev Shabbos, you can't also view it as a mincha. Mincha must go before plag a mincha. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Otherwise, it's going to be a tarte de sasre. They're going to contradict each other at the same time. Can't be both a mincha and a marv. So mincha is before plag, marv after plag. Now, is there any heter ever to daven mincha and marv in the same tekufa? We do it all the time. 7 o'clock, marv and shul almost always is between plag and shkia. What's the heter to do that? That's a tarte disaster. So there are two basic heterim brought down in the poskim. One of them is brought down in a sefer called, I think Yisrael is manim. It's called Rav Harpenas, I think. Harpernas maybe. He's a Chassidish Posek in Bar Park. And he says, because Tosefes Shabbos changes Friday into Shabbos. So after Plag, you daven Mincha. And now you want daven Marv? Ah, it's the same Tekufa, same Zman, Tarte Desasre? No. When you're Makabel Shabbos, you just transform that day into night. It's a completely different Tekufa, it's Kedusha Shabbos now. And it's not a Tarte Desasre. So Erev Shabbos is unique. The other opinion is the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says no, because Tircha D'Tzibur. We're all coming home from shul, from work. We want to go back home. To make us daven mincha, go back home, come back from Marv, to Tircha D'Tzibur. In that case, we allow a Tarte D'Sasre to take place on an Erev Shabbos. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings out. Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Omim, you could daven both mincha Marv on Leil Shabbos between Plag and Shkia. The Betzibur Yesh LaHakel. There's room to be lenient. Lispal Marv Mibod Yom Af Imispal Mincha Acher Plag. Even though you daven Mincha already, there's room to be Mekel to daven Marv as well. So now the Nafkamina is, what about a Yachid davening by himself? So according to the Rav Harpanas, the answer would be, there's no difference between a Tzibur and a Yachid. If I'm beginning Shabbos because Tosefes Shabbos it dictates that I turn Friday into Shabbos, who cares but Tzibur, who cares but Yachid? A Yachid should be able to do the same thing. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, who says it's only a heter for the Tircha, the Tzibur. But for the Yachid, it's no Tircha, I'm not going to Shul, I'm in my house either way, and therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you should not be davening Tarte D'Sasre. So what happens if you want to daven at 7 o'clock minyan? You want to make Shabbos at 7 o'clock because you like to schedule every single Shabbos to do 7 o'clock when you can? So the answer would be, you should daven Mincha before Plag that day. Plag is around, I don't know, 6:20 or so. So daven Mincha 6, 5, 4, 1:30 if you want, whenever you want. It's up to you. There's no schedule. And then you can make Marv at 7 o'clock, this way avoiding any type of Tarte D'Sasre. Now, two other things to keep in mind, and we'll run through this very, very quickly. It does, it deserves a more of a greater discussion, but just very quickly, the Mishnah Berurah points out, because the Mechaber says, after your Mekabel Shabbos, it says, Le'echol Miyad. You should eat immediately. You come home from shul, you finish Marv, go eat. Don't start hanging around and schmoozing. Have a Shalom Aleichem, a Sheshchayil, Kiddush, and begin right away. Ah, it's still light out. Still, Le'echol Miyad, eat immediately. So the Mishnah Berurah says, there are Yesh Chokim who hold that you have to be careful. If you want to eat earlier, your Suda should continue into the nighttime. Because, we'll see why in a second, and eat a kazayis of challah at nighttime. Why? I started my challah at 7:30, it was still light out. I got to eat after 9:30 now when it's light, when night out. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to, according to some opinions, because the reason why we have three meals, shalosh shudos, because it says yom three times in the pasuk, has to be on Shabbos itself, when nightfall takes place. So if you eat the kazayis early, you need to make sure you have a kazayis, a Friday night meal, after Tesa Kochavim. I used to try this as a chumrah. He just says a yesh cholkim. It's very hard to have a kazayis of challah at dessert time. It just doesn't work. I can have all the cake in the world, but even a kazayis of challah just doesn't go down. I tried it. I'm like very uncomfortable. So I don't do this. But if those want to be machmir on the yesh cholkim, the Mishnah Berurah, the recommendation is to make sure the meal continues and have a kazayis of challah after tseis, whenever tseis will be. The other very important consideration is, there's a klal in general, you cannot have a suda within 30 minutes of an upcoming mitzvah. So that means, what mitzvah is coming up? Tzeis HaKochavim means you have to say Shema. You have to repeat Shema after Tzeis. Also, Sfira. These days you have to count Sfira. So you can't start a meal within 30 minutes of tseis because of the mitzvah Shema and the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. So if, let's say, tseis is 9 o'clock and you want to have the meal at 8:40, that can't be because you're within 30 minutes of the upcoming mitzvah. What you should do is wait until you tseis 9 o'clock, say Shema, count Sfir, and then have your meal. Is there any heter to begin within the 30-minute time zone of Shema and Sfira? And the answer is yes. Like any other mitzvah, if you have a reminder, so then that will make sure you don't forget the mitzvah. So what's a reminder? Either you could have like an alarm clock, whatever heter alarm clock you're allowed to have for Shabbos, or you could have someone in your family remind you. And those would be very good reminders. And this way, you could have the meal even within the 30-minute radius of the mitzvah of Tzeis HaKochavim, Shema and Sfira, and have your meal just fine, but make sure to stop after tzeis, and to say Shema and Sfir. What I do in my house is I leave my watch right in front of me during the meal, and I always know it's there, and at the right time, I say Shema and Sfir. But I should just point out, if Yaakov Kamenetsky doesn't think a sign is enough of a reminder, you need to have people remind you as well. So I've got two. My kids remind me, my wife reminds me, we remind each other, and I also have my watch as well as an additional reminder. This way I make sure to say Shema and Sfira at the right time. Next week, I want to start discussing a very important topic that are coming up in the Rabbanim are talking about.